From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Donald Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place, and an Obama spokesman has called the allegation simply false. U.S. President Donald Trump and Republican-controlled Congress face a key moment this Monday in their efforts to repeal and replace the national health care reforms championed by former President Barack Obama. The Congressional Budget Office's, a group of nonpartisan budget analysts and economists, is expected to release its assessment of how Americans would lose their health insurance coverage of the Republican plan, or if the Republican plan is approved.
Ahead of the CBO report, Trump hosted a group of people at the White House Monday whom he referred to as victims of Obamacare, people the president claimed represented the millions of Americans who have seen their Obamacare premiums increase by as much as triple digits. The president once again called the Affordable Care Act a disaster and blames media reports for making the program look better than it is.
The press is making Obamacare look so good all of a sudden. I'm watching the news. Look so good. They're showing these reports about this one gets so much and this one gets so much. First of all, it covers very few people. And it's imploding. And 17 will be the worst year.
The CBO's independent analysis often gives lawmakers an idea of how costly prospective laws might be in the coming decade.
VOA's Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. Officials inside the city told VOA that advancing Iraqi forces in western Mosul have captured a textile factory that Islamic State used to use as a jail to hold women. According to the speaker of the Patriotic Union of the Kurdistan Party in Mosul, nearly 300 women that the Islamic State had imprisoned, perhaps for nearly 3 years, were found. Another Kurdish official in Mosul told VOA that the factory was besieged by Iraqi forces last week, but IS mines planted around the building prevented them from further advancing. Democratic Republic of Congo leaders say two UN officials, one American, one Swedish, have been kidnapped along with four Congolese in Kasai Central Province. Government officials identify the UN officials as Michael Sharp of the United States and Sahida Catalan of Sweden. They said the kidnappers have not yet been identified. Iraqi authorities said their troops have retaken nearly one-third of western Mosul in an offensive that began less than a month ago. U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to Counter the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, says insurgent fighters are trapped and those in Mosul will die.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day. In total, in Iraq and Syria, coalition-enabled operations, that means our coalition supporting local partners, including Iraqi security forces, have cleared 50,000 square kilometers of territory from ISIS.
One Iraqi commander said IS militants have lost fighting power and they've begun losing command and control. Turkey is stepping up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. The escalating dispute comes as Turkey prepares for a controversial referendum to grant sweeping presidential powers. The latest verbal salvo reportedly was for the crackdown by Dutch police on ethnic Turks who demonstrated Saturday in Rotterdam. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of the April referendum. But Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is not backing down.
We have come to the decision that we don't want them to campaign here. We will not ban Turkish ministers to travel here. But when they do, there is a risk that on grounds of public safety and public order, it will be difficult to find spots to hold their meetings. And therefore, the foreign minister decided to go to a Turkish residence. But then again, he went on television stating that he was considering sanctions against the Netherlands. And we will never, never, ever negotiate under threat.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.